Scholar Carol Swain tells Breitbart News Daily, if Harvard President Claudine Gay was a white male, she would be fired. By Alana Mastrangelo on December 12, 2023. Political scientist and legal professional Carol Swain told SiriusXM's Breitbart News Daily host Mike Slater on Tuesday that Harvard President Claudine Gay is a fraud and an embarrassment, and that she should resign. The scholar and former professional, who Gay is accused of plagiarizing from, added, if she were a white male, or even a white female, caught in the scandal that she's caught in, they would be gone by now. There are articles now, they have investigated her work. And four of her articles plagiarize other faculty members, including her colleagues, Swain said of Gay, adding that she just found out on Monday that the Harvard president's dissertation included her own work. Listen below. From all indications, she was always a fraud, Swain asserted. She should resign. At first, I thought, okay, it was just a dissertation and maybe she forgot to put quotation marks. That was sloppy, so I was willing to give her the benefit of the doubt. But when I saw, it was not just one thing, it was a whole career path. And it was not just me, there were other people that she plagiarized, she explained to Breitbart News Daily host Mike Slater. Swain added that Gay is an embarrassment, and she was advanced because of her pedigree. She went to the right school. After Slater added, and looks the right way, right? Swain said, well, yes, of course. But I'm telling you, she had a very elite education. And the left created her, so they bear some responsibility for all of this, because they should have caught the plagiarism. Some of her own colleagues were plagiarized, Swain added. The legal scholar also explained that she herself fell out of favor with elite leftist academics after she started criticizing affirmative action, despite being a Democrat. I became marginalized, Swain said. Things changed for me once I was not saying things that were expected. Swain continued. I come from a non-traditional background. I was a high school dropout. I started at a community college, but I excelled in my career. Even as an undergraduate working full-time, I excelled, and so I was able to get my foot in the door. But once I got my foot in the door, I saw what goes on behind the closed doors. And affirmative action doesn't operate the way the left. I'm talking about the rank and file blacks, think it operates. I saw plenty of discrimination where people were chosen because of their pedigree. Like Claudine Gay, others who were more qualified were overlooked because they didn't have the right pedigree. I hope she just decides to resign, because that would be the cleanest way to do it, Swain said. After being asked by Slater if Gay is a woke activist who's on a mission, Swain said, of course she is. When I wrote my book, The Adversity of Diversity, Gay is the poster child, the Biden administration is full of poster children, she said. When I went through college and took my faculty positions, there were open doors for talented, Swain continued. I'm focusing on talented minorities. You could get your foot in the door, but you had to do the work, you have to prove yourself. Swain explained that when all the elites came together, they lowered the standard for racial and ethnic minorities across the board. Also, we had critical race theory in the day beginning to infect, and now that it has covered the whole university, she said. But things were changing. They had an agenda, and using black people to advance their goals, that's what progressives do. That's part of the neo-Marxist strategy for bringing down America. As far as I'm concerned, and they have taken over the Ivy League, Swain declared. In fact, an Ivy League degree isn't worth the paper that it's printed on, she added. And we need to stop going there first for our leaders. We need to go to places that have higher standards that are not the Ivy League. Swain does not beat around the bush on the role Gay's race plays in her continued employment. She told Slater, if she were a white male, or even a white female, caught in the scandal that she's caught in, they would be gone by now. She echoed these comments in another interview with conservative activist and CRT expert Christopher Rufo. Swain said a white male would probably already be gone under these circumstances. The Board of Trustees needs to deal with those issues, she added. They need to apply the same standards to her as they would apply to a white person under the same circumstances. White progressives have always rewarded the blacks who supported their ideas, Swain asserted. Someone more mainstream, like me, could never be rewarded in the same way. As Breitbart News reported, Ruffo has combined forces with journalist Christopher Brunette to raise troubling questions of potential plagiarism around the embattled Harvard president's PhD dissertation. You can follow Alana Mastrangelo on Facebook and X/Twitter at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.